What's good, y'all, and welcome back to What Goes On BTS. I'm Des, aka J-Hope is certified intergalactic fine, and there is nothing that you can do about it.
And I'm Viv, aka may the odds be ever in your favor.
Bro. How apropos because... for what we're going to be talking about today.
Yep.
Yes, and this is the show where we keep you in the know of what goes on with BTS through having fun, standing, jokes, and trying our best to be informative and, you know, sometimes having deeper and more nuanced combos because sometimes we got to get a little serious on y'all. And yeah, so what are we going to be talking about today, Viv?
Well, you know, we've been, you know, MIA for a little bit. By a little bit, it means like almost a month.
Has it been?
So we're gonna try to catch you guys up on at least, you know, a few little things. And a few, I mean, like, you know, it's not that much. But the main topic of discussion today, get excited, concerts. Concerts are back.
Yes.
Both offline and online. So get into it.
How exciting. But yeah, but before we get into all that, let's start with our quick topic section. So the first thing that we're going to be covering is the Fact Awards, which just happened yesterday at the time that we're recording this. So yeah, that was a moment. I didn't even know that was happening. Well, I didn't realize it. Came out of nowhere for me.
I don't know, because I've been like between Twitter and I just hop in every now and then. And then yesterday just happened to like, oh, the fact awards are happening, and you know.
Yeah.
But I think the voting had been going on for one of the categories that BTS actually won. So in total, BTS won 5 awards. Clap, clap, clap.
Yes.
The main award, Artist of the Year, Listener's Choice, Fan Star, Most Voted Singer, and U+ Idol Live Popularity Award. I know for a fact that one of these has been I've seen it heavily on my timeline. Guys, go vote. We're losing. Yene, get your hearts in or something. I don't know how this works because I've never voted, but it's definitely like intense. That much I can say.
It's so different. So different. That's not what I meant to say. It's so unique how people's timelines are so different, because I did not see that on my timeline at all. Like, I honestly feel like the Fact Awards this year caught me off guard, and usually I know that it's coming, but it could be that I'm not on Twitter as much as I used to be, because now I set myself on a time limit, like, for social media in general. Like, I got to live offline. I don't have the time.
She's out there touching grass.
Yeah, for real. Literally been out here touching grass. Going to parks, fam. Like, riding a bike.
So, with BTS winning the awards, they did perform 3 songs. Boy With Love, Butter, and Permission to Dance. First of all, the outfits for this whole award show, I loved.
Same. You know me. You know how I feel about outfits. You already know.
Looking.
You know where I'm at. I have to. I love the outfit. I love fashion. So.
I love the outfits.
They were great. I love the way that they looked cohesively as well as separately. I felt like most of the looks were just like top notch.
Mm-hmm.
And the way how they work together. The red carpet outfit, everybody showed up as David from Schitt's Creek. If I ever watched that show, everybody looked like David. That's how the mom says his name. Everybody looked like him. You know, David, he always wears black and white. So to me, like the sweaters that they had on, I was like, this is how he dresses. So, loved that. And I really also loved the specific shout out to Jungkook's pants from the red carpet. I loved those pants, as well as Taeyong and Jimin's like little crocheted tops. Yes. Jimin had on an undershirt under his, but Taeyong did not wear an undershirt, but he did wear a blazer on top. So you got a little skin. You got a little skin.
And foreheads. I'm fantastic. All about the forehead.
Oh, yeah.
And I think Jungkook has a lip piercing as well.
Yes, he does. Yes. Waiting for the V Live for him to be like, no, it was a sticker. Like, I'm just waiting for him to crush our dreams because you never know with Jungkook. Because at first, the eyebrow piercing was a sticker, but now it just very much looks real. It's like you can see the bar there. And if not, the sticker is getting real, real realistic because it's looking pretty real, I'm pretty sure. Good but he might have, yeah, good for him.
He's rocking it.
He's living his best life. He's doing what he wants. He's getting fresh tattoos. It's like, Jungkook is out here. I'm loving it for him.
Good for him.
Yes. And then to go a little bit more in depth about the outfits and the performances, Butter. That's my jam. You, as you all know, if you've been here, Butter is my song. And they performed it in suits, which is my favorite. I love a Butter performance in suits. So, yes, we get into Jimin's little cropped suit jacket. That cropped suit jacket suited his body proportions so well.
Yes.
It was so fitted to him. He looked fantastic. Goodness gracious. And then J-Hope, the styling of his suit, oh, chef kiss. Beautiful. Loved it.
I can't get over his hair as well. Like, I don't know if we've been long enough to talk about, like, platinum J-Hope, but, like, I've been loving it.
Yeah, well, I feel like whenever we did the Butter announcements, because for the video, it had, like, more of a yellow tone, but I remember when we were first coming in, I was like, is blonde J-Hope coming back? Because if y'all don't know, that's my favorite J-Hope. Like, I'd been longing for that for the longest. And so the fact that he's back, and it's also, like, multi-different colors. It's, like, platinum, a little yellow blonde. Like, blonde J-Hope is ruining my life in a great way. Like, J-Hope is giving me Jack Frost, like, but Jack Frosty. Like, Jack Iced Out. That's his name. Jack Iced Out. Like, he is giving me that. But, like, I think for, like, this performance, I think his hair was more, like, pink-purpley looking.
Yeah, yeah. But he looked great, too.
He did. He absolutely did. They all looked great. And you know, Namjoon's thicker than ever. Like, it's just a fun time.
I was not expecting them to play Boy With Love, but it made me think back to the concert. Whenever I think Boy With Love, it's such a good concert song. It's like, I don't know, like, just the whole vibe of people singing along together to Boy With Love. Like, yeah. It's just, so good.
Yes. I miss everybody in the crowd going, whole world. Remember how that fan chant got started? How it wasn't even a part of the original fan chant? But because when they did, like, a V-Live later, J-Hope was like, oh, man, I should have added that in the song. And then they went back and deleted the fan chant. Like, Big Hit did, and added that to it, because everybody was like, oh, why'd they take it off? And then when it got added back, it was like, they added the Hope World. Like, so, if you're a new ARMY, that's the way that we got the Hope World. It's because J-Hope was like, oh, man, I should have put that on the track. And so that's why when we perform it, he says Hope World, and we say Hope World along with him. Fun fact.
Yeah, yes. It was a freestyle stage. And I really liked it.
It was. They were just chilling. Namjoon
was catching my attention the entire time. He was doing... He was just... Because this is, like, one of... I think this song... Namjoon likes performing this song. Loves it. You can just see it in the way, like, he just performs the song. Like, Boy With Love is very much, like, a Namjoon song.
Also, Jin also was catching my attention, too. Because he was having a blast. Like... Everybody at one point was still sitting down and Jim was standing up, walking across that stage, okay? Jim was having a good old funky time. I lived.
Yeah, and like the different, I liked how like the designs were all different for each stage. Because we ended out with Permission to Dance I think we're all wearing blue.
Yeah.
It was like a blue and white, you know. And then the dancers coming on at the end.
Good times.
Good times. Let's hope.
Yes. Also, shout out to Yoongi's blue suit. during the Permission to Dance performance because that thing was nice.
I want that.
So from there, let's go ahead and talk about the MTV VMAs. They didn't perform this year, but they were nominated for some awards.
I cannot recall how many awards they were nominated for.
Okay, so let's talk about the awards they won then.
All right. They won Best Group, Best K-Pop, and Song of the Summer.
Yeah.
I know they were nominated for, I remember, they were nominated for Choreo, but they didn't win that one.
Oh, well, that was more like Sandrock-Suk was nominated for the Choreo. Because he even posted that on his Instagram. I follow him because his baby is cute. Mm. So, I appreciate what you do, sir. I respect your choreography skills. But, like, really, I'm here for the baby. He posted pictures of that baby doing stuff. That baby is adorable. It's like, thank you for sharing your baby with us. You don't have to. But, like, the baby just be doing things. The baby be painting. The baby be out here. The baby is, okay, booked and busy. He's adorable. I think he has two kids now. But the baby, when I'm talking about the baby, I mean that oldest baby, the baby.
He has two kids?
I think he has two now.
Are you sure?
I think so.
I think it's only one.
I think it's two. Hold on.
I think it's one because one of the other BTSs, I don't know if he's a producer, Dawkism. I know he has a kid now.
Yes, but Mr. Sun, I promise you. Well, let me not say I promise, but I really think that he has two kids now.
I feel like
I remember his wife. I've been following this man on Instagram for a while. I feel like I remember his wife being pregnant. Look at the baby. Hold on, Viv. Look at this baby. Like, come on.
He's so adorable.
Isn't he?
Where is it too? See now. That yummy.
He always posts a picture of the one, but I feel like the other one is still kind of new. Like he's fresh.
You talking about him like he's a trainee?
I don't know, man. I swear I thought that his wife had gotten pregnant again. I really... Hold on. Maybe I'm mistaken. I guess not. Because...
Yeah, it's one. What is his name? Moa?
Yeah, he got... Yeah. I don't know. Okay, maybe it's just one. I really thought, like, when the baby goes to, like, functions, everybody's cheers them with the baby with their little wine glasses, and he's cheers them with his juice. Like, please. The baby has things to do. He's at all the functions. He goes places. He does things. I love that baby. He's so cute. Okay. I guess I really thought that his wife had gotten pregnant again. And I thought that it was two now. I don't know. We move. We'll confirm this at another time. Either way, that baby there is adorable.
Duly noted.
Yes. And it would have been great if he had won for best choreography. But, you know, I think Harry Styles actually won instead. Which, you know, it bees like that sometimes. From there, let's go to BTS Global Citizen. So BTS performed at the Global Citizen concert, which was where artists from all over the world got to perform. It was very cool. I caught some of it, but not all.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that there is a lot of the performances are under that. I believe it's the Global Citizen page. It's a ton of performances under there. You can see performances from everywhere. And some artists are like huge in their country and you just may not know of them, I should say, but they're massive. Yes. So I thought that was very, very cool. And at that show, BTS performed Butter and Permission to Dance as well.
Yeah, and I think they were the opener.
They must have been. Oh, were they?
Yeah, I think they were.
I didn't watch it live.
And neither did I. Okay. But I caught the facts later.
I know that's right. You know what Viv always has? The facts and receipts. You know what I'm saying? Like, Viv, that's one thing about Viv. Viv gonna come in.
I got the dates ready.
She got dates on lock. She knows. She be knowing things, you know? We each have our strengths.
Definitely. Yep.
Yeah. But yeah. So, in regards to these performances, because I watched both, I enjoyed them very much. Permission to Dance was like kind of like on a stage, very normal. And then Butter was actually kind of more chill. Like, Jungkook started out at the top of like a staircase, and then it went to Taeyong sitting on the staircase. Also, side note, Taeyong was reckless during this performance. If you go back and rewatch this, Taeyong was on one and two, three, four, five, and six. Like, Taeyong was in the building, okay? Oh, it's great. But, like, they were just, like, walking around and vibing. It was a great time. I really enjoyed that Butter performance.
And it was, like, in the middle of the street.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was so cool. I think it's a palace. I'm not really sure.
I think so too.
What the name of that place is, but I think it's a very historical place, obviously. But I thought it was cool, like how they were dancing and the outfits too. Ooh, I really like this Butter.
Yes! The outfits on both performances were great. I really loved Tay's Permission to Dance outfit. Like, it was fantastic to me. And back to what you were saying, how they were performing in the street, because since it was a global show, I feel like they did a great job of showcasing their city in that Butter performance. Like, Permission to Dance was great as well, but them like walking around or whatever like that and showcasing all of that, it was great for the setting of the show. Like, oh, this is the Global Citizen Show. Y'all repping Seoul, go off. Oh, you know? They are the ambassadors. You know, all I just see Jungkook beating them drums. Do, 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 do. Soul!
Yes. They looked great in that promotion I had.
They did. Let's all. We didn't even talk about that, but you know, BTS has been doing way too much. Okay, so after that, let's get into the new announcement that like just came out, I think yesterday or the day before yesterday, that Jin will be recording a OST for a new drama.
Genia, genie, genia.
Yes. I tell you, I'm excited for him. Jin.
And he's gonna be singing the main theme song.
Do you know the name of the drama?
Yes. The drama is called Jirisan.
I know that's right, babe. I knew she knew.
And it's gonna premiere on October the 15th.
Yes.
So,
well, that's the same day that In the Suit comes out.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
cool. Then I think In the Soup comes out on October 15th. Yep.
So if you want to check out the show, I'll probably be checking out only because I'm interested to see. The theme of the show makes me want to watch it. So they haven't given us any more information other than that. They did say like the theme song was going to come in like in the middle of like the beginning of the first episode. So, you know. We're just going to wait for that. But I'm excited for Jin.
Me too. Because he's going to sound fantastic, especially if the song is a bit slower. Jin excels on those type of like songs. Jin excels on the song that'll get you in your feelings. Jin excels everywhere, but Jin especially excels in a song that'll get you in your feelings. Okay. So I can't wait to hear it. So, jumping back to what I was just saying about In the Soup premiering the same day that the drama's coming out, we're getting a new season of In the Soup. What? Who's excited? Me.
Are we excited?
Yay. Okay. Yes or yes, like twice. Like, hello? Yes, we're very excited.
Yes. So, In the Soup is premiering on October 15th, and they built a house for them.
Bro. Wow. That's wild that they built them a house. Because they said it just for BTS. So I'm like, is BTS only going to be the only ones that's using this house? Because other groups have done In the Soup. Because I believe Seventeen just was doing a version of In the Soup as well.
Yeah.
So, like, BTS the only one juicing this house? Like, what?
I don't know, but I think it's probably taken them a while, because on their preview, the captions were saying, like, a year-long plan for this, so.
Wow. I can't believe they built them a house. They were like, you will not be vacationing here and trying to book this place. Like, the last In the Soup place, when people figure out where it was, they booked the heck out of that place. Yep. Yes. Everybody wanted to go stay where BTS stayed. So, Biggie said, not this time. No. Not today.
And there was the gym. I think I saw, like, a tennis court, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It was a whole bunch of stuff. So, I am excited to see.
I think there even was a pool. Was there a pool?
Yes.
I know. I saw me be like, because everybody was like, ooh, BTS in the pool. And then, like, they were like, BTS is going to be completely covered in a scuba suit.
You think I was not even going to get BTS in the water? The most you're going to see is Yoongi probably dipping his feet inside.
Yoongi don't like water. If Yoongi get in that water... I'll be shocked if Yoongi goes swimming, okay?
I will too.
Because Yoongi don't do pools. Mm-hmm. Remember that one run episode when he had to get in the water to play like water volleyball the whole time? He was going, I don't like water. I don't like water. Or what movie was it? It was one of their little movies. Remember they were all playing in the pool and Yoongi was on
the side just drinking wine? Yeah.
Yes.
It's like, y'all have fun, kids.
Okay, looking like somebody mama. Legs crossed.
Everybody stay safe.
Okay. He's watching from the sidelines. He was literally sitting, like, in the lifeguard chair. It was hilarious. They're all jumping in the pool, having a blast, doing flips, pants over to Yoongi. Drinking like a cabernet. It was like a red wine. I can't. No, man.
Good things.
And I can't wait.
Oof, I can't wait. The pool, the gyms. I think they're going to also... I saw bikes. So we might get like some, you know... I don't know.
Oh my gosh, yes. I want a Junie riding bike exploration. Okay. Yes.
I think they didn't tell... they didn't disclose the location. They just said like somewhere. Somewhere in the... forest somewhere. I haven't like disclosed the location where this place is.
I like it.
So I like.
I love. Like, okay.
Take me there.
Shout out to ambiguity. Like,
take me there because that place looked pretty.
Speaking of taking you there, it reminds me of Jin. So let's go ahead and jump into because I will tell you why. Let's go ahead and jump into the UN. So. BTS got invited to go back to the UN with the actual president of South Korea. They were presidential envoys.
Mm-hmm.
So they got awarded, which means they got like diplomatic passports. I believe it's diplomatic passports. Yeah, so they basically got to fly with the president and go speak at the UN alongside him. All in relation to like climate change and the things that's been going on in the world. Which I thought was VV cool and goes to show that BTS being behind something definitely has its own push and brings a good amount of attention to things.
Mm-hmm.
And in regards to certain people in like a certain demographic, makes people who maybe wouldn't have cared and not paid attention to certain things actually pay attention and tune in.
Yeah, because I think that live had like a million viewers.
Mm-hmm.
Which the UN was like, we've never seen numbers like these before,
right?
So I think, yeah, there's BTS have a lot of power.
They do.
That I think they use very well for a group that, for like a, for person or celebrity that big. Like, they really use their influence very positively in the world.
Yeah. I think it was very cool, and I feel like they recognized, you know, their power in that way too. Because like when they did the interview, I believe it was with ABC, and you know, correct me if I'm wrong, you guys. I think it was with ABC News though, and the president was saying like, "Oh, bringing them on to like help with this would give it way more attention than if it was just me." You know, he was like, you know, being honest, like, you know. In a way, it's like, not to say, oh, he's using them, but it's like, you know, kinda. It's like, but in the way, and they understand why. And it's like, they wanted to be a part of that for that reason. They understand the power that they have. They get it. So.
I think also, like, one of, during their speech, I think one of the, the biggest takeaway for me was, they said like we're not like the lost generation, that we're like the welcome generation. I've heard that before, like, oh, this generation is so lost, y'all don't know where you're headed. And I'm just like, okay, but things are different. Things are not like how they used to work back then.
Like, well, I see it when I see people calling this generation a lost generation, I see it more so like they're the lost generation because they don't have the access to everything that that generations previously would have had. Like, you know, you don't get that direct social interaction because everybody has to stand 6 feet apart. You don't get to hang out at certain places because, you know, we can't convene. You don't get the same experiences as it used to be. Like, especially people who, like, just graduated. You didn't even have your graduation. People didn't have proms. People didn't have... So it's not like... When I hear it, it's not like, oh, you're the lost generation because you don't know what you're doing. It's like you're the lost generation because they feel like you've lost and are losing out on life experiences that you should have had.
So, and also, yeah. I also like the fact that they also like, like talk about like, you know, like the environment and climate change and like, you know, saying they're, you know, the people are actively trying to look for solutions to problems like that. So. I think this segment was really good. And then later when they did the V Live, they were telling us like how I think Jimin might have made a slip up when he was doing his speech and like how he was nervous, but he kind of like overcame that.
Yeah, he did. I thought he did a really good job there. He like took a beat. He was like, you can see him like really getting nervous. Because I mean, that's a big deal. Speaking at the UN. And that was the first time that he actually had to speak in person, because the first time when they did it in person, Namjoon spoke and they just stood behind him. Mm-hmm. So this time they were speaking, which I feel like also is a very big deal, because like the last time it was like, okay, Namjoon's going to be the only one to speak and we're going to do our whole speech in English. And then this time, a couple of years later, we've gotten to the point where it's like, no, even Namjoon's doing this in Korean. Mm-hmm. And you're just going to catch these subtitles, boo. And it's like, okay, and we're gonna have translators on deck, you know, for all of us to be able to speak and for you to get what we're saying. And that's just the way that it's gonna be. Big change. Loved that.
They did fantastic.
They did. Because even whenever they spoke at the Met, because they also went to the Met Gala. Yes. Not the Met Gala, Met. But they also went Met. To the Met. Sorry. And went to the Met to speak. And even at that, Namjoon also spoke in Korean. So I thought that was great. They were invited to speak at the Met, you know. And the Met is not just the Met Gala. No, I slipped up. The Met is a museum. Yeah. So,
yes. And so they went with the first lady.
Hmm?
I said they went with the first lady.
Yes.
And the video that I saw, like, that was, like, Namjoon's element. Like, Namjoon was in his element in
this. He truly was.
Just telling her, okay, this, you see this? This piece is from like I don't know what century, and this is, he just looks so like
yes, because you know like, Namjoon was like, a museum.
Namjoon walked up in there like everybody else, back up,
like me and my homegirl, like we're hanging out and we're gonna be talking about these pieces. Like he was truly thriving, and also some things that were in there I've never seen Mm-hmm. Like in real life, because like I remember he even posted a picture on Twitter of him standing next to, basically it looked like a little miniature city. It was like not like a city. That's not what I'm looking for. Like a building. There we go. Okay. Yeah, like a little ancient building. And I read up on the history of that and how they got transported to the Met, and it was like gifted to them. And so they like, mm-hmm. I think sent it over by boat. Like they just picked it up and sent it over. Mm-hmm. It was very nice to know that it wasn't stolen, because at first I was like, why is that there? Like when he posted that picture of it, I was like, what, is this another case of the U.S. stealing things they ain't had no business stealing? So I was nervous. I was like, not again, Jesus. So
I'm glad people actually, because you know when you're in a museum, you're just like, I wonder if this was stolen or like was it gained legally.
Yes, it's literally
whenever I go to like the, especially when I go to like the African, like, oh, this is Africa, this is like the beginning of human civilization. Okay. All these artifacts, and I'm just like, okay, but how did you acquire that?
Is
that
hello?
Because I know European countries are really good at this. They keep artifacts, they refuse to give them back.
Not to put a damper on things, sorry y'all, but the truth is the truth.
Yeah, like we just.
So when I saw that picture, I was like, what's that? I was like, ooh, that's so nice. And then immediately was like, oh no, was it stolen? Please say no. So it was cool to know that it wasn't.
And then I think a while later they did meet Megan.
Oh yeah, they did meet Megan. They met her at the Roc Nation building, which I was like, was Beyonce there? Because she hangs out there as well, you know. The Roc Nation, that's the company that her husband Jay-Z owns. And that's the management company that Megan is signed to. So it's like, did they also run into them? You know. But I was excited that they met Megan.
The pictures were so cute.
The pictures were cute. And also they got to meet Fo, which is Megan's dog. Her dog, Fo. And I love how during the V-Live, when they were talking about it, they were like, oh, we got to meet Four, like the number Four. And I was like, it's so cute how y'all pronouncing it Four. But we're from the South, and, you know, Black Americans, we don't say Four. I have the word to say Four. That's how I say it at work. But, like, it's Fo. His name is Fo. And she spells it, like, with the number Four. How hard I have to work. The number Four. O-E, because his name is Fo. But if you don't say it like that, just say Four. Like, it's okay. We're saying the same thing. Fo is Four.
And they talk very highly of her. Jimin was like, how, like, you know, how, like, she's so kind-hearted. And then Namjoon was like, wow, she's tall.
Yes! Didn't I say that I wanted them to stand next to each other? They're almost the same height.
And J-Hope was like, oh, I was really not expecting that. And then there go Jungkook and Yoongi. Be like, well, you know, she was wearing high heels. And then Jungkook was like, yeah, but I'm still a little bit taller than her.
No, boo. No, you're not.
And I was like, I was crying.
Like, no, baby, you're not. You're actually not. She's literally your height. Y'all will be standing looking at each other, eyebrow to eyebrow, eye to eye.
You know what I came to my mind? You know that meme with the face, like a mask smiling, but the face behind the mask crying? That's how Jungkook and Yoongi were. When Namjoon was like, oh, she kind of tall. I don't know, but like, okay, I guess.
I mean, she had on heels, I guess. Like,
she was wearing heels, I guess. Like, I guess. That's what it reminded me of. And then their crappy Wi-Fi that was like,
yo, the Wi-Fi was trying to sabotage. The Wi-Fi. They did like four lives. It was like so many notifications. They was like, no, this is the last one. No, this is the final. No, for real, we're done. Like, no. The titles are so funny.
People in that hotel just needed to get off the Wi-Fi.
First of all, yes, we should have been bamming on doors. Everybody shut up. BCS is trying to talk to their friends. Like, get off. Who cares if you're on Zoom trying to do actual work? Get off. BCS has to talk to the army. I say this as a joke, you guys. This is a joke. No, man.
But they had so much fun.
Yeah, they did. I loved that. Also, to get over here, because the UN thing was held out here in the States, in New York, so which means they had to fly from SK to over here in the States, which was the first time in a long time that BTS has been on a plane. And people lost it. It was like, oh my gosh, BTS is stepping out. BTS is gonna be at the airport. Everybody was draped up, dripped out in Louis Vuitton, of course, because, you know, they are the ambassadors. Which also actually shocked me in regards to the Fact Awards, because I noticed that it was Valentino they were wearing. Because I even saw a Valentino on Jungkook's sweater. But jumping back, so everybody had on Louis Vuitton, and it looks like a lot of the press was actually invited because they were posing for the pictures instead of running away from the cameras. Which, you know, I like to see, you know, I guess their privacy being respected in that way, because I usually steer clear of airport situations because of that. So yeah, that was that. And yeah, looks like press only, because fan sites, that's a different thing.
Big Hit go find a way.
Listen, I'ma just make it known. Big Hit has released things time and time again saying for fans not to show up to the airport. And fans showed up to the airport both places. So I'ma just leave it at that. Because you don't go to the airport. And also really don't show up to the airport being packed up like sardines when we're in the middle of a Pythagorean theorem, Panera Bread panoramic. Like, please don't do that. Like, I really hope that everybody was fine and didn't get sick, because that line that they were packed up in when they got at the airport in New York, mm-hmm. when BTS landed, they were all over each other, and it was just like, you guys!
Yeah, because they're also putting, like, the staff at risk as well.
Yes.
Y'all showing up there when you don't need to be there.
Absolutely. And immediately, like, people were like, oh, they were so nice, you know? Because, of course, some of them waved a little bit. They just basically flew by, were walking so fast, hit a little wave. Because, of course, like, what would you say? What would people say? I mean, if BTS was to walk by and just ignore them, then it'd be like, oh, BTS are ungrateful. Look, can you imagine the articles? BTS are so ungrateful. BTS were rude to their fans. Like, they hit y'all with a little wave and skedaddled. And they didn't even talk about, like, landing. The only thing Jin said, Jin got on Weavers and essentially said, take me back to the forest. That's the only thing we heard from BTS when they landed. Jin was like, take me back. Meaning he was like, let's do it in the soup. What he actually said was, let's do In the Soup season 3. Like, let's go ahead and start it. Because Jin got off that plane and was like, why are there 51 people here? Okay, I ain't seen people in months. He said, take me back to the forest. Oh my gosh.
I mean, they are vaccinated, but still.
Yeah. Y'all. Oh, I loved that. That was also mentioned during the speech. J-Hope let everybody know before y'all start talking wild and reckless. He was like, we are vaccinated, all 7 of us. Don't even try it. Mm-hmm. And that's why I was like, yes, hello media, don't start, because you already know the racist undertones that would have hit if.
Because I remember the billboard article, the trash one, I remember at one point they were talking about, like, vaccines, and the way the writer wrote it, them getting vaccine is like, they're so special, they're getting it first. That's how, like, so, like, when BTS came up, you know, because they are traveling, that's why they got the vaccines. Mm-hmm. But the way the article made it seem is like BTS are so, they're so better than everybody else. Like, they get the vaccines first.
Yeah. But, I mean, whatever. I mean, vaccines are already underway in SK anyway. So it's already underway. So people are already getting it, which shout out to them. Also, I remember an interview, Jen was speaking and he was saying that, you know, people were nervous about getting it because it was quote unquote new or whatever. And, you know, he was like, we believe that in doing this, like, so that we can, you know, have a world where we can, like, hug each other again and things like that. They'd be able to perform in concert and stuff like that. So, yeah. I was like, ah, good. I saw a lot of people on Twitter after that happened. It was like, BTS is vaccinated. Go get vaccinated, you know? So, which maybe for some people, maybe that might influence them if they had been leery or whatever. I don't know. I just, yeah. Because I know some people, you know, we over here in the States, it's unique. It's a unique situation happening. If y'all seen what Nicki Minaj tweeted, like, okay. So it's unique. So yeah. Yeah. And I know, especially like when nowadays I'm like, you know, go ask your doctor, but I know for Black Americans, because of the way Black Americans were treated in the medical system, I know a lot of Black Americans were untrustworthy, especially in regards to what happened with the syphilis trial and basically how Black Americans were used as guinea pigs. Like, and that wasn't that long ago. So that's why a lot of Black Americans were leery, because Black Americans do not trust the medical system, because the medical system has done us dirty and they try to bury it. But that is a real thing that you can look up. Yeah. But yeah, so let's go and actually talk about the performance that they did at the UN. They performed Permission to Dance, which I actually loved.
I wanna dance.
I will say that this is the most that I have enjoyed Permission to Dance. Y'all know from last episode, I'm not a fan of that song. I will stand in my truth. I'm not a fan of it.
Neither am I.
So, yeah. But I enjoyed that performance. It was very lively. I enjoyed us starting off in the actual UN, running outside, running down like a sidewalk, then partying and vibing in a courtyard with a whole bunch of people, and Taeyong actually turned around and danced with one of the dancers. I loved it. I loved it.
I loved it too.
Yes. Did you see June hit that little spin?
Yes.
So good.
June loves spinning, because I remember for Butter, the take, they didn't use that take, but I remember like for the behind the scene, he did one where he spun like that. But they didn't use that take. They used, like, a different take. But I still, like, I was like, okay, I see now, June.
Yes. Jimin was ready. Jimin was cutting up, you know, being a little sexy. He had unbuttoned them top buttons on that little button-down shirt. And was out here, you know, doing Jimin.
United Nations.
Like, okay. At the UN. It was like, Jimin gonna be Jimin wherever Jimin is. He don't care where he at. He could be at your grandma's funeral. Jimin's still gonna Jimin. That's one thing we just gonna need to recognize. Jimin has to do what Jimin has to do. Like, remember the Rugrats? I don't know if you've ever seen that show. When Tommy would be like, a baby's gotta do what a baby's gotta do. Take that, apply it to Jimin. Jimin gotta do what Jimin gotta do. He just has to.
I know in the V-Live that they did, they said initially they were going to have them, or they were going to perform PTD, like, in the actual place instead of, like, doing that whole thing. But it wasn't going to be possible because the space was going to be too tight. Because they wanted to move around with, like, you know, the different, I guess, dignitaries. But, you know, we're in a pandemic. And also, like, the space is very narrow. So they couldn't do that. So. And I think they took almost like, they said that the shoot took almost like the entire day.
Yes. Like, BTS literally got off a plane and went to go film that. They said it went on into the night. So I'm the way that it looks, because they did the outside shots in the daytime, it probably went, you know, from the end of the performance to the beginning, how they shot it. Probably shot it backwards. Yes. That's wild.
Because I know they were like, girl, we only had like 2 hours of sleep at best, or three.
Okay, and still turned up and delivered a bomb speech that was very impactful and very moving.
Yeah. And also, because I did watch their post-interviews, the one with Juju Chang on ABC, and the other one, like the UN. I really liked both interviews.
Me too. I did. And also, I highly recommend going and watch them, you guys.
Also, like President Moon, I've never heard him, like, you know, I've never watched any of his, you know, briefings or interviews, but he seemed like a very knowledgeable person in both of those interviews. I was like, wow, wow.
Very impressed. The respectability factor that he gave towards them and towards like the topic at hand as well, you know, but in relation to them, because he didn't essentially, quote unquote, for lack of a better term, play them of being like, oh, they're just artists, you know, they're just here. And he was like recognizing the importance and why it is that he chose them, you know, because people were definitely downplaying BTS, you know, being there. And it was like, you know, even James Corden. So, did you see that?
I saw.
Yeah. And he was like, you know, went on the whole normal tangent of like, only teenage girls, this is the only time they imagine themselves being such and such. I can't remember which person that he said that teenage girls were imagining themselves being. And it was like, oh, it's very unusual for BTS to be there. And it was like, this is their third time, actually, you know.
Fun times here.
Yeah. Normal.
Just another day.
For us. Normal things. So it was like, bro, we have to let the teenage thing go. And not because everybody is like to be like, oh, actually there's grown people in here. It's like, but also y'all are essentially using teenage girls to be like, nobody can take you serious because a teenage girl is interested in this. But the same doesn't apply when it's quote unquote teenage boys.
Exactly. It's not like you can be like a fan of somebody and also like be very much, you know, in, you know, because in the realms of the United Nations, which the topics, most of them were like climate change and environmentalists, I imagine there's a lot of armies who are environmentalists. So it's like saying like, oh, you can't be like an environmentalist if you don't like, you know.
Also, because they were also speaking to that generation. It's not like, oh man, yeah. They were speaking to that generation because that generation is going to be the ones that has to deal with all of the ramifications that the older people are doing. Meaning, like, if y'all don't get it together, they're the ones that are going to have to deal with it. It's people like millennials, Gen Z, people like not even that generation yet that are talking about, do they want to have kids or not? Because their kids would have to live in this world and we don't know where the environment is going to be. Like, that's real life, real deal stuff. And so for them to have such a serious, you know, discussion in regards to that made his comment seem like, I don't know, what's the term I'm trying to use? Very insensitive. It did. It was just like, ah, man, come on, James. Like, really, James? All right. It is what it is. I know some people were like, you're no longer a Papa Mochi. And I was like, all right, y'all.
I was cracking up. I was like, now y'all just need to stop, like.
Like, as long as Jimmy calls that man Papa Mochi, like, you can't take that term away from him. But yeah. You know, it was just like, come on. It was a little tasteless. But then again, James just got through with thrusting into somebody's face in a mouse outfit. So that. Let's get loud, James. Let's get loud. And with that, let's actually go ahead and take a break and then we'll come back and talk about my universe. As always, thanks for tuning in and listening to the podcast, you guys. If you're enjoying today's episode, make sure you rate and review our podcast if you feel so inclined. And subscribe on whatever platform you're listening from. Again, if you feel so inclined. That's literally it for me. Shortest break alive. Now let's get back into the episode. Okay. So let's go ahead and get into My Universe, which is the new song that dropped from Coldplay featuring BTS. We got a song and we got a music video. And behind the scenes. So much content. What do you think about the song, Viv?
I liked it.
Me too.
I heard like, I think the first snippet, was it through TikTok?
I think so, but I didn't hear that.
Okay. I think I mean, obviously I don't have TikTok, so I gotta wait for people to like post it on Twitter. But I did hear this snippet. It was so good. I think it was, it might have been Jungkook's part, but still, I was really excited to hear the song, and I loved it. First of all, yes. Like, I like the meaning. Like, the meaning behind the song, Chris Martin explained it, that the song is about, like a complicated love, or how, you know, people can't be together because of, you know, their differences, like race, you know, your sexual identity, borders. So that song, it was very meaningful to him, and I guess to also BTS, considering, like, you know, we can't be together at this time because of COVID. Mm-hmm. So I liked the aspect of the meaning behind the song. And the song is really good. I really liked it. Anything hot, universe, space, galaxy.
Yeah. The song, to me, sounds very Coldplay. And I actually do enjoy Coldplay. So I liked it. Mm-hmm. I really, really did enjoy it. I felt like BTS fit into that style seamlessly. So
you
slip right on in. And I love that they got to also speak in Korean.
Yes.
You know, we love that. J-Hope's verse. Ugh. Mwah. That verse, that tone that he recorded that verse in, also lyrically fantastic. The tone, fantastic. It was very much reminiscent of that tone that he does in that pre-chorus on Daydream. Yeah, it was that tone, and I love the way that his voice sounds on that song, so in that pre-chorus. So it was very reminiscent of that. I loved it.
It's such a good song. It's such a good song. Like, if this can feel good at the concert, I want to
sing
it.
Dance break, because also a little dance break.
You are. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Whenever they were talking in the behind the scenes footage that was up on Coldplay Shim, I think that actually Bangtan TV also posted it as well now. In the behind the scenes, because Chris actually went over to Korea and went into HYBE Studios or Big Hit, whatever, you know, they got 11 names now, went over there and recorded with BTS. Like, he actually was the one to fly and then, you know, went through all the procedures that SK has going on. You know, you got to sit out, be quarantined for a little bit, and to record with them in person.
Mm-hmm.
And J-Hope was like, I can't believe we're actually here, you know, with him. Like, he was like, that's the Coldplay I know. Like, that is stadium Coldplay, you know, because Coldplay has a lot of songs that are meant for a stadium and a big crowd to sing along with. Like, one, for instance, Viva La Vida. Like, when you hear that, dun, 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 Viva La Vida is a jam. Paradise. This could be para. Like, even on this actual song, like the background vocals gives you, like, when you hear this with a big old giant crowd of people, who is going off? It's going off. So I enjoyed that. Coldplay, for me, I'm not like huge into their discography, so I won't claim to be that. But I know a lot of Coldplay tracks, because Coldplay is comfort music to me as well. Like, there is one song called Adventure of a Lifetime that I clean to every Sunday, and it's my happy song.
Okay.
Oh, whenever I'm mopping, because that is my least favorite chore to do, and I play Adventure of a Lifetime when I mop to bring me joy. Like, and that is my jam.
Look at music.
Mm-hmm. I love music. So yeah, so I was excited about them clapping with Coldplay, because I like their music.
And I think Coldplay had said, Chris Martin said that, in the documentary, he said, like, the first time, like, he heard that, I guess BTS wanted to do a song together, at first he was like, but how?
Right.
Yeah, but he was like, how are we going to do this? But then, you know, he did say, like, in, which I thought was really, like, you know, he said that he's, like, a huge fan of BTS. Like, he loves, like, their songs because, first of all, the production. And I was like, yes. Yes, sir.
Yes.
I was like, yes. I was like, he
was talking about how they do such unique things with, like, the beats and things like that. And it's like, yes, yes.
And I was like, the things that they do,
the backgrounds of their stuff, like, it's just wild. Like, the background of Fake Love, like, when you lit,
have you, the instrumental of Fake Love. What?
Like, when you peel, like, when you peel that song piece by piece, but, BTS is just
goosebumps.
Mm-hmm.
Goosebumps.
So when he said that, yeah, I was like, come on, Chris, talk that talk.
Yes. I was like, okay, yes. Okay, I see you. And Namjoon, like, you know, they had, like, very, they spoke of Chris Martin very highly. Like, you know, he was just, like, he seems like a very genuine guy. He has, like, no prejudice. And I liked the, like, the recording part of the aspect. Like, he was very, very supportive.
Yes, I enjoyed that. I also enjoy just seeing the recording process. I find that to be interesting. So anytime we're able to see that come along, oh, so good. So I very much so enjoyed that. Like, I loved his Chris's enthusiasm. Like, he was just like, Jungkook, oh my gosh, tell him he's incredible. Like, tell him. And then, like, when J-Hope was rapping, he had to, like, go to the door. He was like, yo. Like, he was just shook. Like, they just all did so well.
I like that documentary. I really, me too. I really would like to see more.
Mm-hmm. I also enjoyed him, like, actually just sitting down and, you know, his P-Dog was there helping along with the recording process. And, like, Chris was just trying to make sure, like, you know, the vision was caught. And he had all, like, all of his notes. He literally had it to be, like, you could tell that he listened to BTS and, like, picked the parts that he thought that their voices would suit.
Mm-hmm.
Because he literally had on his notes who would sing what. He was like, You do this chorus. This member says this, like, for the Your Eyes part. And he was like, this should be this member. Then this member should sing this to make sure that the song flow well. Great job. Like, wow. The fact that they worked together and did that. Loved it.
Chris Martin seems like a very genuine, like a very down-to-earth guy.
Yeah. I was like, also, you know, to bring it back to Beyonce, what another lead-in, you know? Chris Martin is also friends with Beyonce and Jay-Z. It's like, we're so close. I know that they met them, but, like, where's the picture?
We still don't know for sure, but we're going to take their word for it.
Yeah, I mean, they say they met him, so, you know. And Beyonce also put Jungkook on her website for Virgo birthdays.
Oh, right.
You know. So she knows. She knows.
With the release of My Universe, I think the song was first released as, like, lyric, like a lyric video.
Yeah.
Yes. And then later on, it was a music video on the 29.
Yeah. When they announced it, everybody was like, oh, what? Look at an actual video? Like a video, actual, really. What? Like, come on, Coldplay. All right. How do we do this? And then, like, the poster to me looked like a poster for a Groot and his homies movie, aka Guardians of the Galaxy. Yes. Like, it very much looked like that. Some people were saying it looked like Doctor Who, and other people were saying it's giving them Star Wars vibes. It looked like a movie poster, like movie promo.
But the music video itself was very, how do I call it? It's like it was a galactic experience.
It was, but first of all, let's give credit where credit. Hold on, because when I heard that this music video was going to be directed by Dave Myers, I was like, okay. My expectations immediately rose up, because Dave Myers, since I was a kid, has been directing some of the most visually stunning music videos back in my day. I'm telling my age here. Come on, kids, gather around. Grandma Des has a story for you. Yes, because I am a millennial, you know, on the younger end of the millennials. But still, I'm still team millennial. Yeah. There used to be a show on MTV called Making the Video. where like you would watch like the artists make their videos and be behind the scenes, and then at the very end they would do the premiere of the videos. And when it was Dave Myers, a Dave Myers directed video, I would be like, got to be tuned in because it was going down. Let me give you, like, first of all, a major artist that Dave Myers used to work with, Missy Elliott. Missy Elliott was like, Dave Myers used to, okay, Missy, y'all know what Missy Elliott videos look like if you were around, like, ugh. So Dave Myers used to work with Missy. In recent years, Dave Myers has done, he's worked with Kendrick Lamar. Dave Myers used to also work with Britney Spears. Dave Myers was just like behind a lot of like the pop, hip hop, like time. Let me see. Let me look up some other. He did the Lose Control video for Missy Elliott. I know he used to also do like Pink videos. Like So What? Yes. Ludacris, How Low Can You Go? Oh my goodness. Rihanna, the Where Have You Been video. Okay, he used to work with Janet Jackson. He also did a video for CL, I think. Yes. SZA, Justin, like I said, he did that Kendrick Lamar video. He did all the stars. Yeah, like, Dave Myers is out here. He did the Adore You video for Harry Styles, which was very unique, actually. And Ariana Grande, Positions. And he did Best Friend with Sweetie and Doja Cat. So, and he just recently did Way Too Sexy for Drake.
Like his repertoire.
And that's just like a couple. Like Dave Myers is out here.
Okay. Your legend.
Like, yeah, like back in the day, it was used to be like, oh man, you got Dave Myers, like direct a video, Dave Myers or Lil X. Those were the ones, man. So yeah. I was excited. Yeah. That's a part of where my AKA comes from, because I was like, J-Hope is certified intergalactophon. Like Viv said, it was a galactic experience. And I'm going to tell you why. You know, message, cute, video was great. They were essentially performing, coming together to perform music that had been banned. They were on two different planets holding like a global show. And so on BTS's planet, like Coldplay was popping up as like holograms. On Coldplay's planet, BTS was popping up on holograms. And so on Coldplay's planet, they had like chicks dancing around or whatever like that. And then J-Hope's part came on, and J-Hope essentially pulled a woman as a hologram. Like, when can you say you seen a man roll up on an alien in the form of pixels and was like swoop and scoop? Like, he swooped and scooped her so quick. It was amazing. She had multiple ears. Like, he was like, I don't care. You and me. Like, me and you. And she was down and he was down.
Yep.
And everybody was just like, really? Really, Jill? Like, I love ARMY. Like, we're so... Some people were like, as soon as he tweeted after the video came out, you know, people pulled up the iconic meme of being like, welcome home, cheater. Like, ARMY is silly.
I like moments like those.
Yeah, it was funny. Yes, he's intergalactically fine. Even aliens see it for J-Hope. Can you say the same?
An alien has met J-Hope before you.
So good. So good. And Jungkook, I also enjoyed Jungkook because it was looking like he was about to flirt with the alien too, but then he immediately turned down and starts singing to Chris. Turned around. He was like, oh yeah, girl. And then all of a sudden it was like, no, Chris. He was like, you're my universe. I was dead. I said, oh girl, you got played.
You.
No, it was the part when he goes, because we're made of each other, baby. And okay. They sing it to each other. I'm done. I was done. So good. I also liked how the outfits for that video Like, you could tell Coldplay's planet was warmer. Mm-hmm. BTS planet was cooler. Like, the way that they were dressed. Shout out to the stylists for putting those outfits together. Because those outfits, it was very much so given dystopian future. And they did a great job. It was executed very well. And the fact that they did all that on green screen.
Wow.
And probably filmed that in two different countries. Love to see it. It was great. But what it was, like, the fact that, again, it was filmed in two different locations and it still pulled together and it was cohesive.
Yes.
Very well done. Enjoyed it.
You are my cutest.
Now, I did want to see the dance break. But the camera was doing flips and body rolls. And it was a whole lot happening. I wanted to see J-Hope get down. J-Hope it was like, oh, body roll, camera flip. Camera was over there doing cartwheels. It was giving an Olympic performance. It was like, I've got to do my flips and loop-de-loos, okay? It was on loop-de-loo, like Roller Coaster Tycoon. It was doing the most. I was like, the camera is everywhere. It was giving me shaky cam, like we were about to have a fight. I was like, what's going on? I just wanted to see J-Hope dance.
Inkigayo cameras.
But I still enjoyed it. Yeah, because at the little the thing when they performed the song, they showed the dance break what it would be, and it was like the guys around J-Hope and J-Hope's popping off, and I was like, oh, I want to see that in the video. And it was like, no. But we got to see a little bit of it, and then, you know, everybody else jumping around. Namjoon got to see him jump around too. Chris. So everybody was having a blast.
Liked the song very much.
Me too.
You are. I hope they perform it at the concerts.
Me too.
And insert break here. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to our podcast. We know we haven't been that consistent with releasing episodes, you know, like life happens. But we really, really like recording these for you guys. Most of our podcasts is literally what Des and I talk about when we call each other or are texting each other. We just really, really have fun doing these things for you. And by guess the time this episode goes out, ticketing will have already started. Best of luck to everybody who's going to be trying for a ticket. I hope you guys get the tickets that you want. And I also hope you guys have fun at the concerts. I'm praying that Des and I will get tickets tomorrow as well. So best of luck to everybody who's going to be trying for tickets throughout the duration of this week. And thank you very much for tuning in.
Welcome back to the last segment of this episode. And are you prepared to open your wallets? Open your wallets, Big Hit said. Because the money you will be spending between this month and next month. I hope you're all ready. Finally, concerts are back. Offline concerts are back. We've had online concerts before, so we're going to get into that first before we get into the offline concerts. So on October the 25th, BTS is having an offline concert, which will be, not October 25th, October 24th, Permission to Dance Online, which would be an online concert. I think this is their third or fourth online concert. I think it's their third.
I know that they were fourth, but they were counting this one. I really think this one is like going to be the second, because they were saying it was the first of the year.
Oh, okay.
Because I guess they consider the other ones to be like fan meetings. So Bang Bang Con, we kind of got for Festa. So that was like our muster. So Wuzu was the same.
And then the Mott one was a concert, and this one is a concert. So I think this is four.
All right, people, open your wallets. Big Hit wants to see how much money you have. Big Hit are going to be taking all our money, so dig in into your savings if you can.
Yeah, because it's like, you got to, if you want to get in the soup, too. That's also the same month.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So you're going to buy the online concert if you would like to purchase that. And then at the same time, offline concerts, tickets go on sale in the month of October as well.
So where were you when you got the email from Ticketmaster?
I didn't get the email. I didn't notice the email from Ticketmaster first.
Okay.
I noticed a couple of text messages and the notifications from Twitter.
Okay.
Because I don't get notifications for my email. So I was actually driving home from work, and I have a little bit of commute, a little bit of a commute from work. And so when my car goes over a certain speed limit, it doesn't alert me that somebody texts me, you know, so I can pay attention to the road. Mm-hmm. So I was on the highway and I get off. So I didn't get anything. This was literally while I was on the highway. I pull up to my house and I look down at my phone because I was about to call my mother. And that completely got derailed because the first thing I saw was from one of my friends being like, BTS got a concert, an offline concert in November. And I said, excuse me? And then immediately started going through the text messages, and it was like, you got to register with your pre-sale codes, okay? Army membership codes, you get pre-sales. And then I was like, oh no, I need to get on my Wi-Fi. I cannot do this on my phone data. Like, I'm not, I got to set this up right now. So I literally like bomb rushed to get out of the parking lot. My next door neighbor heard me because I guess I was going OS to myself, you know, curse word. And he was like, oh my gosh, is everything all right? I'm like, I'm fine. Because I was also thinking I had to like buy it right then. So I was like, oh no. Because you don't know what BTS, you know, they give us 5 minutes to get our lives together. So I was like, wait. So I just needed to figure it out. But I was very stressed. It was just a lot. What about you?
It was stressful. I was at work. You know, like, it was a good day. You know, nothing's going on, not much going on. And then I usually get notifications. My email, like, I usually get notifications. So, like, my phone goes off. And usually I can tell the difference if I got a text or in email, like the notifications are different. So I got the email first, and then I got texts, and multiple of them kept coming, and I was like, what's going on? So I hop onto my text as one of my friends. She's like, Viv, we gotta go. And I was like, where? She's like, BTS are having a concert. And I was like, what? Wait, what? And then when I'm asking myself that, I scroll up to my email, and it's Ticketmaster telling me, hey, you know, because you had previously purchased Mott's tickets, like, you know, you're getting like a, like, you know, you're gonna get like a first come first, you know, like before tickets. And I was like, bro, I was stressed because I looked at it, I was like, why does this say LA? And I was, in my head, I was like, I was trying to do the math. I was like, girl, flight ticket, concert tickets, everything. And then I remembered that my membership had expired. So
did mine.
It was not even a minute on the floor. I told my manager, like, hey, I'm gonna step out for like 5 minutes. So I went over there and I was like, buy. I had to buy and then register for Ticketmaster. Bro, I was stressed. I've never been this stressed before for
Yes. So let's actually talk about the dates of the concert for the offline concert that is gonna be in LA, as well as the pre-sale order.
So the stops are the 27th and 28th of November and December 1st and 2nd.
Yes. So the first two dates are on the weekend. And if you live in America, that is the weekend after Thanksgiving. Yes, that's right. The day that a whole bunch of people are in the airport and are flying around, and also drives airport, like, not airport prices, maybe that too, but flight ticket prices up the wazoo. Like, plane tickets for those dates are super duper expensive because that's the dates that people are flying back home from spending time with their families. So yeah, that weekend, if you're gonna go see BTS in LA and you don't live in LA, you're about to spend a pretty penny.
Yes,
those tickets are expensive.
It was twice the amount.
Mm-hmm. Some places three times.
Like, I can't do this. Mm-hmm. So Des and I are going to be trying for the first and second.
Yeah, because at first we were going to go for the weekend ones, but then it was like, because everybody want to be at that first show back. Everybody wants to, because, you know, it's going to be a mess. I hope that they live stream that concert as well. I would like for them to. But yeah, we had to change it because I was like, the way my bank account set up, my bank account told me, girl, hell no. You still have stuff that you're trying to do at the end of the year. Also, holidays, like, I have to buy my nephew's gifts. Like,
I didn't even take into account that that it was that Thanksgiving week. All I saw was the tickets and the first and...
Nah, let me tell y'all what Viv told me. Because after I told her that it's the weekend of Thanksgiving, she told me, well, we could just fly out on Thanksgiving Day. Have you lost your mind? She was dead serious. She was like, well, we could just go on Thanksgiving. And I was like, ma'am, my family doesn't really celebrate Thanksgiving in, like, you know, the traditional sense of, like, what that holiday represents, because but we call it eating day. So it's like, and that's a very, my family loves food, so we get together, that's a very, you know, strong holiday within us. Like, we gotta get together, we gotta eat. And also, I have to cook. Like, I'm responsible for cooking certain dishes. And I was like, girl, I literally just got my dishes, like, 2 days ago. Like, I have to cook. So, it's like, no, we cannot fly out on Thanksgiving. Sorry. I was like, girl, who cares about family? Get on the plane! Viv was on one. Viv did not care. Viv was like, I'm going to be at that first show regardless. I do not care. Family, who needs some?
Money, what's that?
Okay. It was hilarious.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, but then we finally settled for day.
Yeah.
December 1st and 2nd.
Yeah, so first and second is a little bit for financially more feasible in regards to flights. But yeah. But I mean, if you want to go the first days, please do go, you know, so that we can have tickets. This is just completely me being selfish. Like, you go for those first days so, like, me and Viv can pick. But yeah, so the way the tickets are going to go in availability, a purchase goes off of if you first had MOTS1 concert tickets, as well as if you have an ARMY membership. So the concert sale dates go as follows. On Tuesday the 5th is when the tickets first go on sale, but they are only available if you have VIP MOTS tour concerts. So if you purchase concert tickets for MOTS, then you have VIP tickets, which would be the tickets that were soundcheck, then you have availability to purchase tickets on the 5th. And that's everybody everywhere, because remember, this was a global concert, so people from all countries can fly in. They were all, like, everybody got a code. So you're going up against a lot of people already. Then the following day, Wednesday the 6th, is the pre-sale for general MOTS1 concerts. So that's if you had just the ticket in general that wasn't soundcheck. Then you have ticket availability for purchase on the 6th. The following day, the 7th, is the ARMY membership day. So if you have ARMY membership, you can register to pick which day you would like to go for. And you can purchase on the 7th. Then after that, on the 8th is the verified Ticketmaster fan day, which you go to Ticketmaster and register to be a verified fan. And you basically essentially have a chance of winning a code. Everybody's not guaranteed a code. You have a chance. And then you can get a code that day. And your day of purchase will be the 8th. And then the last day is the 11th. And that is general ticket buying. So anybody can buy a ticket on the 11th. So basically, them tickets could be gone within the first 3 days, honestly. They really could. Like, they really, really could. The tickets could honestly be gone the first day. Like, VIP could take them all out. And, you know, we might just have the very top section for the second day. Like, it really could. It just depends on if people want to make that flight, which y'all know, BTS fans, like us ARMY, you know,
we're spenders. We've
been wanting for a show, and everybody will say they broke until it's time to spend money.
Yep.
You'll figure out a way. You're going to max that credit card. Because everybody wants to go, you know, experience BTS live in concert. We've missed them. So, listen, I'm still very much scared of COVID. So, I'm going to be up in there. Listen. Because I guess I've decided that we're actually going to do it because I was still up in the air. But yeah, I'm very nervous in regards to COVID about, you know, everything. I'm going to be up in there, all the masks. Okay. I was going to say double masked up, but I'm going to be probably triple masked up. Like, for real. You know, because yikes. To get in, I think that you have to be either vaccinated or provide a negative COVID test. And I think it has to be done within 3 days because the stadium had made a new policy. And I think that's the reason why they picked that venue. So, yeah. So if you do go, you know, have fun and hold it down for BTS. I actually thought that it was really, really cool that they gave the first chance for a ticket buying to those who had the MOTS 1 concert tickets because, you know, we've been holding on to those tickets for years.
Yep.
At this point. So yeah, and I know a lot of people joined the fandom like Dynamite. Brought in a lot of people, so this like whole little era butter PCD as well, so we've got new people within the fandom, but they I thought it was very, very, very cool because I remember a lot of us were all like, we're gonna be fighting all these new armies because it was already like Viv's little aka at the top of the show. May the odds be ever in your favor, because it was already the Hunger Games with just us. But now, like, the fandom has grown so much because for some people, the language barrier was too much and they weren't taking in BTS's music. And this, the Dynamite era and the English songs, some people finally tuned in and they might not even listen to all the other songs. They might just bop to Dynamite and that might just be their track, but they still might want to go see the show. That's plenty of artists who, you know, you might not know deep into their discography, but you like a couple of songs and you go to the concert, like concert going people. So people might want to go see BTS.
Yep.
And it's like, bro, we're going to have to fight them too.
They're going to be being their kids, their grandparents.
Yes.
Everybody going.
So. Everybody.
At this point.
Yes. And so I thought it was like nice that, you know, the people who already had tickets beforehand, you get the first try at it, even though I know that the concert is all the way in LA and that's a long trek for people like in other countries. It's a long trek for people that live in the US. But yeah, because some people were like, oh man, it wasn't in SK, but I don't think they've even made it where you can do live shows like that in SK as of yet. And also, like, the US armies have given BTS some major achievements. You have to remember that since the pandemic has happened, we gave BTS their first number one on Billboard, like, multiple times in a row. Like, US armies and PR armies have been working hard, like, real talk. So But that's because, you know, the music was bopping, because Butter gets my streams every day. Yeah. So if you go, look forward to seeing you. And by that, I'm just saying that because, you know, I'm socially anxious. I'm like, I'm going to be hiding in the corner. Muscle change anxiety going to kick in. I'm going to be like, ah, don't talk to me. Also, COVID, I'm walking around with like a can of Lysol. Please don't step close to me. Like, look forward to seeing you. Actually, I don't. I look forward to seeing you 6 feet apart. Yay.
It's like, hey.
Don't you have a mask from Ro? Didn't you get a mask from Ro for Christmas? Did she get you?
I did.
And I got a
Yugi.
I got a Jimin. We can match mask.
I think it was so hilarious. He had it one, you know, where he said the picture on Twitter where he fell on his butt.
Yeah.
That's the one that she sent with, like, it's just literally Yugi, like, holding his butt, multiple of them on the mask. So
that's mine is Lachimolala.
Oh.
Yes. Okay. We can match. We'll both wear meme mask one day.
Okay. So I also had what is this? The creme shop. I don't know. They were having like a little sale where like you buy like certain BT21 items and you get a gift set.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a bunch of like BT21 masks, like 14 of them.
Ooh, I have another BTS well. Mask as well that I got from.
I'm gonna be bringing all the masks. Okay,
yeah,
one,
yeah.
I got the K95. That is.
Yep.
That's where it's at.
We're gonna listen. That's what I'm saying. My BTS mask is gonna go on top of that. cute on the outside, functional on the inside. But yeah, all right. But I think that brings us to the end of the show. So like we're not done.
We didn't talk about where they're performing at. SoFi Stadium.
Oh, is that how you pronounce it?
I don't know. SoFi, SoFi.
I say SoFi.
SoFi, it might be SoFi. Yeah.
I don't live there. I don't know.
I don't know, girl.
I still don't even know if I'm pronouncing N hyphen right. We've talked about them so many times. I still don't understand them babies' names. Is that how y'all say it? Is that how you say it, you guys? Like, somebody tweet me and tell me if I'm saying it right. Is it in hyphen or is it something else? Like,
I think it's in a hyphen.
Okay. Somebody let me know. My ad is at Des Nices. Like, let me know. Am I saying it right? It's been, like, months. Like, a year at this point. What is the fandom's name? Do they have a fandom name? I don't know.
But this stadium is so gorgeous.
It is. It's very cool.
Yeah, I watched a video of like in the like them introducing the stadium, bro. It's like state of the art. Like it really looked like it doesn't matter what seat you get. Like you still have like a
pretty screens are at the top.
I know, right? That round thing.
It's a round thing, so it's gonna be screens all up. You're gonna be able to see no matter what.
I'm excited to see the stadium.
Me too. I can't wait. Anything else before we give our songs of the week?
I think that's it.
Okay. So what's your song for this week, Viv?
My song of the week. Let me look at my Spotify.
Oh, brother. Okay.
Let me look at what BTS song I've been streaming most recently.
Okay.
Marathon, Paradise.
Yes. Ooh.
You need to.
Yes. Okay. And for me, one of the songs that is in my most streamed section is Everything Goes by RM.
Wow.
So that'll be my song of the week.
Jinaga.
Yes. A track. And yeah. So that's it for us, you guys. Hope you enjoy the rest of your week. And we wish you the best of luck with ticket buying if you're going for it. Maybe but not. I wish myself more. honestly.
It's like you're wishing good things for other people, but a little bit better for me.
But a little bit more for me. just a little bit. What's that song? Do you remember that song that goes like, just a touch of love? It's like, but just a touch of luck. Like, remix it. Mm-mm. Just a touch of love for me and Viv.
Goodbye, soldiers.
Bye, y'all. Soldiers.
As y'all go to war.
Bye, y'all. See y'all next time.